On 3rd June 1947, the British government announced the plan envisaging the establishment of the independent states of Pakistan and India. In his broadcast speech from All India Radio, the Qaid-e Azam said,
"I'm glad that I'm afforded the opportunity to speak to you directly through this radio from Delhi. It is the first time, I believe, non-official has been afforded an opportunity to address the people through the medium of this powerful instrument direct to the people on political matters. If all goes well, and I hope that in the future I shall have greater facilities to enable me to voice my view and opinion, which will reach directly to you, life form, rather than in the cold print newspaper. The statement of His Majesty's government embodying the plan for the transfer of power to the peoples of India has already been broadcast and will be released to the press to be published in India and abroad tomorrow morning. It gives the outline of the plan for us to give it our most earnest consideration. We have examined it coolly, calmly, and dispassionately. We must remember that we have to take momentous decisions and handle grave issues facing us in the solution of the complex political problem of this great subcontinent inhabited by 400 million people. The world has no parallel for the most onerous and difficult task which we have to perform. Grave responsibilities lie particularly on the shoulders of Indian leaders. Therefore, we must galvanize and concentrate all our energies to see that the transfer of power is effected in a peaceful and orderly manner. I must earnestly appeal to every community, and particularly to Muslim India, to maintain peace and order. We must examine the plan in its letter and spirit, and come to our conclusions and take our decisions. I pray to God that at this critical moment He may guide us and enable us to discharge our responsibility in a wise and a statesmanlike manner, having regard to the sum total or the plan as a whole. It is clear the plan does not meet in some important respects our point of view, and we cannot say or feel that we are satisfied or that we agree with some of the matters dealt with for the plan. It is for us to consider whether the plan has been presented to us by His Majesty's government should be accepted by us as a compromise or a settlement. On this point, I do not wish to be judged. The decision of the Council of the All India Muslim League, which has been summoned to meet on Monday the 9th of June, and the final decision can only be taken by the Council according to our Constitution, precedents, and practice. But so far as I've been able to gather, on the whole, the reaction in the Muslim League circle in Delhi has been helpful. Of course, the plan has got to be very carefully examined in its pros and cons before a final decision can be taken. I must say that I feel the Viceroy has battled against various forces very bravely, and the impression that he has left on my mind see that he was actuated by a high sense of thoroughness and impartiality. And it is up to us to make his task less difficult and help him now that the plan has been broadcast already and makes it clear in paragraph 11. The referendum will be made to the electorate of the present Legislative Assembly in the Northwest Panchayat province, who will choose which of the two alternatives in paragraph 4 they wish to adopt. The referendum will be held under the aegis of the Governor General in consultation with the provincial government. Hence, it is clear that the verdict and the mandate of the people of the Panchayat province will be affirmed as to whether they want to join the Tribal Constituent Assembly or the government. In these circumstances, I request Provincial Muslim League of the Panchayat province to withdraw the government of peaceful civil civilians which they have forced to resort to. And call upon all the leaders of the Muslim League, the Muslim world generally, to organize our people, take this referendum with hope and courage. And I feel confident the people of the Panchayat will give their verdict by a solid vote, join Pakistan I cannot but express my appreciation of the sufferings and sacrifices made by all sources of the land, and particularly the great part that the women of the Panchayat played in the fight for our civil liberty. Without a personal bail, this is hardly the moment to do so. I deeply sympathize with all those who have suffered, those who died, and whose properties were subjected to destruction. And I fervently hope the Panchayat will go through this referendum in a peaceful manner. And it should be the anxiety of everyone to obtain a fair, free, true verdict of the people of the Panchayat. Once more, I most earnestly appeal to all who maintain peace and honor. Pakistan, Zindabad.